Okay, we are up to mitzvah number 40. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the second to last mitzvah in Parshas Yisro. We've been on here. I think there were 19 altogether we counted last time. Mitzvahs, Shelo Livnos Avnei Mizbeach Gazis. The end of Parshas Yisro, it's an interesting question why Dafka, these mitzvahs are given here, right after Aseres HaDibros. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, one is not allowed to build the Mizbeach in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash made out of hewn cut stone. One has to use whole stones. The copper, the iron, the metal is not allowed to even touch the stone, as we will see soon. One is not allowed to build that mizbeach with hewn stone. Pirish gazis. What does gazis mean? Sheposlin min ha'evin bekli barzel. That you from the stone kli barzel. I cut. I use a saw and I chop off a stone slab from a mountain. That is usri. Not allowed to use that stone for the mizbeach. V'mnivne b'avni gazis posel. And if I did, I posel it. If I use the stone, then it's not considered. It doesn't have kedushas hamizbeach. The pasuk that this is based on is at the end of Yisro. Chaf beis the imizbach avanim taaseli lo sivnas and gazis. So Rashi, ready ala Torah, picks up on the first word of the pasuk. The im, and if. What do you mean if? If you want to build a mizbeach, don't make it out of hewn stone. So Rashi says there, this is one of the three times in the Torah when it uses the word im, but it means you have to. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, kol im ve'im shabator rishus chutz megimel. Usually im in the Torah means if you want to, except for three, which the Torah says if, but really you must. Ve'im is bach avadim tasali, this is one. Hari im zemeshamesh belashon kasher, really means when, not if. Ve'kasher tasali mizbach avanim, when you build a mizbeach, lo sivnes and gazes. Sharei chovo lecha livros mizbach avanim, because this is a mitzvah daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa to build the mizbeach. It's not a separate mitzvah daraisa. It's part of the mitzvah of building the mishkan, vasuli mikdash, as we'll get to later on in Parshas Truma, Bezrat Hashem. But it's part of that mitzvah. Shneimar avanim tshleimos tivne v'chein. What are the other two? Im kesef talve. If you lend money to your neighbor, so then ... So what? It's an if? No. Chovahu. Shneimar v'havetavitanu v'avzem shamish b'lashon kasher. And number three, the beginning of a yikra v'chein im takriv minchas bikurim zu minchas haomer. If you bring the carbon haomer from the first grain, the first barley, make sure that ... That all of those are chovas. Those are ims that are used for chovas. Ask for Moshe Feinstein. So why does it say im here? If it means you have to, so why? By our mitzvah, Mizbach HaVanim, does it say im? So says Rav Moshe, we know Chazal tell us, a general rule, Chazal tell us that there are some mitzvahs that are not natural for me. What we call chukim, right? Pig. Maybe I want to eat pig. Maybe I enjoy it. Shatness. Says Rav Moshe, this is quoting Chazal from the Torah's Kohanim. Al Yomar, E Efshar Babasar Chazir, El Efshi V'Efshi, Avamah Esav, Avisha Bashmaim Gazar Alai. What should somebody say about pig? Look, I would like to eat the pig, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I can't eat the pig. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, that is true, but it doesn't apply by all mitzvahs. Sometimes, says Rav Moshe, we have to try to condition ourselves to serve Hashem, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Asei Ritzono Kirtzoncha. Make His will your will. So to allude to that, says Rav Moshe, once in a while the Torah says, im. Not you have to. I'm forcing you to do it. If, make it as if it's voluntary. Make this tsivui that I want you, and you don't have a choice to do, but condition yourself to want to do it. Because you know what? If you do that, says Rav Moshe, Mizbach Avanim. It's going to be a stone building. It's going to be set. It's going to be kavua. If I do mitzvahs purely, I want to do averis, and I don't want to do mitzvahs. But Hashem told me, it's not going to always last. Sometimes if the pressure gets too much, the challenge gets too great, I'm not going to do it. But ve'im, if I take the chova of Hashem and I make it into an im, I make it into a if, but then I want to do it, so then it's going to end up being a davar kavua. It's going to be a Mizbach Avanim. Tasili. So make yourself into a mizbach avanim that you'll always serve me, says Rav Moshe. And then, he doesn't say this, but I'm adding, you can say lo sivnas and gazis. If you do that, then you won't do mitzvahs in a choppy way. Lo sivnas and gazis, you do mitzvahs totally, beautifully, in the complete way. And he says the same thing by lending money. You should make it that you want to lend money, and you want to give the first grains to Hashem as the karban. But that's Rav Moshe, the last piece in the Drash Moshe, right there on Parshas Yisro. So that's related to the pasuk. So as we mentioned, there is a mitzvah This is the Lo Sase, not to build the Mizbeach with Yun stone, but this is part of the larger, there's no separate mitzvah Sase to build the Mizbeach. The Rambam discusses this at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, building the Mizbeach. He says there's a mitzvah to build the Mishkan with seven kelim. Sometimes you read the Parsha, you read the Torah, you read all the Mesechtas in Kachim, how many kelim are there? There are seven kelim, says the Rambam, besides all the forks and the spoons and the bowls. But there are seven special kelim. The first one on the list, Mizbeach. Mizbeach la'ola, this is an olive vav in Ilchas Beis HaBechira. Mizbeach la'ola l'shar karbanis. The kevesh sha'olim b'olam mizbeach, and the ramp of the mizbeach. That's part of the mizbeach. And it says where the makom is. What's kli number two? The kiyar. Place where the kohanim wash their hands and their feet. And the kind of the base of it, l'kadesh b'meir ha'kohanim yidim ha'gulim la'avoda. And then the Rambam talks about the three kelim inside the heichal. The little mizbeach. Mizbeach ha'ktores, the menorah, and the shulchan. Those are the three. And that's five altogether. I mean, the Rambam counted the base of the kiyar and the ramp of the mizbeach as two separate kelim. Interesting. But then the Rambam says, "Hamizbeach ein osin oso ela binyan avanim." The mizbeach has to be made out of stone. Shenemar b'Torah mizbeach adama tasali sheyim mechuber ba'adama shelo yivnu lo agabi kibur v'lo agabi mechilos. You can't build the mizbeach raised. It's got to be on the floor. But that's not a separate mitzvah, the first half of the pasuk. But this half of the pasuk is a separate isser of not building the mizbeach with yun stone. We'll get back to that soon. Says the chinuch, misharshi mitzvah zu, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Shenikva benafsho senu miyom asoso, that we are koveya in our souls from the day that we create this this item is going to bring me forgiveness and peace and blessing. To remind me that this is such a special kli, is going to bring peace, it's going to bring blessing. Therefore, you cannot make this mizbeach with anything that's generally used as a destructive force. Usually metal is made into swords. Swords are used to destroy. The mizbeach is the opposite of that. The mizbeach is there for peace, to bring me back closer to Hashem. V'zeh ha-barzel shekoreis u'muchan tamid l'shpoch dam. Barzel is to spill blood. Rashi says this ala Torah also. Rashi quotes this, the same idea as the Sefer HaChinuch. V'od shamizbeach matzil shalom bin Yisrael avim shemashamayim. Lefichach lo yavo olav koreis u'machabel. V'aridvarim kal v'chomer. And then Rashi adds in, u'ma avonim she'enon roos v'lo shos v'lo mizdabros. If the rocks on the mizbeach are not animate, they don't see, they don't hear, they don't speak. Al yedesha matilo shalom amra torlo son if aliyam barzel. Surely, so the Torah says you got to treat them properly. These stones, they bring shalom and kapara. You got to treat them properly. So what about a person who brings shalom? Hamatol shalom beinish leishto beimishpacha lemishpacha beinadam lechaveiro. Alachas kama v'kama shlo tavo ha-puranis. If Hashem is saying, don't hurt these stones that bring shalom. Imagine a person that brings shalom beinish leishto. Imagine what is in store for that type of person. But that is what the Sefer HaChinuch says here. And then he adds, V'kvar ekdapti lecha b'tchila. This goes on the list. I've already mentioned this. She'ka'adam nifal kafi pu'ulosav. A person is affected by his actions. We have this in Mitzvah Tezayin by breaking the bones of the Karban Pesach. We have this here in Mitzvah Mem. We're going to have this in Tzadik Tes when we talk about the Big Day Kahuna. This is the Sefer HaChinuch's favorite theme. What's the purpose of mitzvos? To condition us because we are affected by what we do. Adam nifal kafi pu'ulosav machshavosav holchos lo'olam acharei masav. Who we are is affected by what we do. Therefore, we must surround ourselves with items that have effects on us. So if we use a mizbeach that doesn't have any markings, no cut on them, the stones of the Beis HaMikdash can be cut. The stones of the Kotel, they're all carved out. But the stones of the Mizbeach cannot be. But the fool that doesn't take these things seriously, he won't understand exactly the purpose of this mitzvah. There is a halacha even, lemaisa, that connects to this mitzvah. What halacha is that? The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Kuf Pei and Arachayim, that halacha that's not so well known, a little bit, Sif Hei, Noagim Lachasos Hasakin B'Shas Birchas HaMazon. One should cover the knife when they bench. The knife shouldn't be out in the open when we bench. V'navu shalol l'chasa b'Shabbos v'yantif. Shabbos and yantif, you don't have to worry about it. So a lot of people only wash on Shabbos and yantif. When else do you have a knife at the table? Right? When eating pizza, you don't usually use a knife. You eat with your hands. So when else do you have a knife at the table? But let's say somebody has a knife on the table. The Shulchan Aruch says one should cover the knife when you bench. Shabbos and yantif, you don't have to. What's the reason for this minug? What's the quote in Shulchan Aruch? Why do we cover the knife? The Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Beis Yosef, two reasons. Number one is our case. Barzel, makatzer yimeha adam. Barzel, metal, copper, shortens the life of a person. And our table is like the mizbeach, which gives long life to the person. Ve'eno did sheyemunach ala shulchan shedoma lemizbeach, shemarach yimeha adam. So it's not appropriate that the makatzer and the marach are put together. Ah, you need a knife on the table when you eat, but at least when you bench, when you're doing the mitzvah daraisa, in the context of the meal of the table, so cover the knife, or take the knife off the table. Because the knife, again, symbolizes shortness of life, it shortens life. The shulchan, my table, which is like the mizbeach, is the connection of longer life, so therefore they shouldn't be together. Number one, and that's reason number one that connects exactly to our mitzvah. The Beis Yosef quotes in number two, which I've quoted in other contexts as well, that he quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha. Lefi, you know why you cover the knife? Because one time, many years ago, Pamachas Higia Echa Lebrichas Boni Yerushalayim, many years ago, there was one person, there was a guy who was benching, and he got up to the bracha of Ovrei Yerushalayim, V'nizkar Chorban Abayis, and he realized, oi, we don't have a base on Migdash. And he was so upset, he took the knife on the table and he stabbed himself. So therefore, cover the knife. That's the second reason why we cover the knife. I once heard from Rabbi J.J. Schachter. Because there was one crazy guy in the history of the world, so we have to cover the knife forevermore? See, he was a nut. See, he got crazy. So he says, no. That's not what we're remembering. You know what this is? We remember that there was somebody who felt so connected and such a loss that he didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. He was so passionate about it. So he says, that's why we cover the knife. To remember that there was such a person. To inspire us that he had such feelings, deep-seated feelings for the Beis HaMikdash that he couldn't control himself. We cover the knife to remember that there was such an individual who had such feelings. So that is the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simin Kuf Bei. There are two other sources where we see the Mizbeach and the Shulchan Aruch. There are others, but I'll mention two, where our table is connected to the Mizbeach. Here's one of them. Another one is the halach of always having salt on the table. The Ramah quotes this in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin in Hilchas Betzias Apas, Mikol Makom Mitzvah Lahavi Al Kol Shulchan Melech Kodem Sheyivsa. Before you wash, before you make hamotzi, you should always have salt on the table. Why? Ki hashulchan dome lemizbeach. The table is like the mizbeach, v'ha'achilu k'karbon, and our eating is like a karbon. V'nemra kol karbon takrav melach, and therefore, as we'll see, we should always have salt on the table because of that connection. There's a third one. There's Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Truma quotes an amazing minhag that they used to take place in France in Sarfas. That people, you can look it up. It's in Parak Chaf Hey Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes that there was an ancient minhag that people used to be buried in a coffin made out of their dining room table. They used to take their dining room table and fashion it into a coffin. It's only in Sarfas, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't use coffins. Because the dirt of Eretz Yisrael is machaper. That's why you only use coffins in Chutz La'aretz, but not in Eretz Yisrael. No coffins. Because even if somebody is brought from Chutz La'aretz in a coffin, but in Eretz Yisrael, once they're buried, we want the dirt of the gush of Eretz Yisrael is machaper. So therefore there's no coffin used. Rabbeinu Bachai says they used to take their tables, they get the coffins. Why? Because their table, where they did all the mitzvahs, the Hachnasas Archim, and the Tztaka, and the Zmiris, and the Divrei Torah, that's machaper, like the Mizbeach was machaper. And they wanted to take that with them to the Ola, to the La'asir Lavo. That's what the Minag, again, the Shulcha connected to the Mizbeach, those three ideas. Okay? We continue now. Says the Chiddach, Dini HaMitzvah, some of the halachas related to using, not being able to use hewn stones for the mizbeach kagon mehecharayim evianosan avanim shabonim benim mizbeach. So where did they get the stones from? What stones? You can't cut any stones off a mountain to build the mizbeach. So where do you get the stones from? So the Gemara explained, the Mishnayos explained in Midos, but the Rambam, I'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam says again in Hilchas Beis Habachira, where did they get the stones from? Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Dalid. Umehechan hayim evian avanim mizbeach. Two places. Min besulas hakarka. They dig deep down into the ground at a place where you know no man ever was. and you find rocks down there. You find big stones down there. Any stone on the surface might have been cut at one point. So you have to dig deep down to a place where there was, you're sure nobody was ever there, and there you use those stones. Or, Minayama Gadol. You go to the bottom of the Mediterranean. Bottom of the Mediterranean, nobody used those stones, and therefore you take from there. Ubonin Mehen. And also the Avanim of the Heichal and the Azaris. That's where the stones come from. One might say, it's a discussion of the Achronim, there's another way that you could cut stones without using something metal. How's that? It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us that there were, Perek Hei Alach of Mishnah Vav, there were 10 miraculous items that were created, Bein HaShmashes. The last few seconds of Riyas HaOlam, a couple of items were created. The piha be'er and the piha atone, the donkey that spoke to Bilam and the man and the magical staff of Moshe and the shamir. What was the shamir? It was a special type of worm that was able to cut through any material that they used during the zman of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara in Sota says, Amem Chasam Abeis. Tan Rabbanan, Shamir Zekabir Yaso Kisaora, Umishesizime Bracious Nivra. It's the size of a barley seed. And it was created from Sheshizime Bracious. Ve'ein Kol Davar Kasha Yocholamu Befanav. There's nothing, you put the Shamir in front of something, boom! The whole thing splits. But Memeshamar no so, had they guarded, they put it in wool, Manicha no so, Bini Shalever. It doesn't exist anymore. It was only there, Bisman, that they had to build the Mishkan. Amar Rabbi Yami, Mishachar, Beis Mikdash Rishon, Bat Lashiria, Vechulu. The Mishnah says that we don't have any Shamir left. But again, maybe the Shamir, that's not cool. That's not Losanif Alayim Barzel. So therefore, maybe one could use the Shamir also to get the stones. Okay, continuing. The Sefer HaChedek continues. Vidin im Naga Barzel Be'even, Acha Shinim Neis B'Mizbech im Poseles HaKol. Then what happens if I didn't use the for the Mizbeach, I didn't cut the stones and then use them for the Mizbeach. I didn't cut the stones and use it for the Mizbeach. What if I built a Mizbeach and then I touched a knife to the Mizbeach? That passels that stone. The halacha is you got to take that stone out and substitute for it. Touching even after it's on. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you might not violate the Isser, but you do passel that stone on the Mizbeach. Continuing, Umasha Amru Zachronim Lavracha, Kishem Elabinin Esa Mizbeach, Pa'amayim Bashana. They used to clean the Mizbeach. How do you clean the Mizbeach? Maybe there's some dry blood on the Mizbeach. Could happen. So the easiest is to use a piece of metal and scrape it, but you can't do that. You're not allowed to use anything metal on the Mizbeach. So what do? You got to use certain types of sponges, other types of cleaning elements to clean the Mizbeach. Shalo Yavnu Bekli Shehebo Barzel, Kadesh Shalo Yiga Barzel Be'Evan. The stones cannot touch anything metal. And it's discussed in Maseches Midos at the end of Seder Kachim. V'noheges bizman abayis bizchar medekevos. This mitzvah applies, obviously not now, bizman beis hamikdash, bizacharim and medekevos, males and females. V'ha over aleha ubona evan shenaga ba barzel b'mizbeach. If somebody violates and builds the mizbeach with a stone that was touched by barzel o bekevesh, or even the ramp, because the ramp has a quasi-kedusha of the mizbeach. It's interesting that every time you have a halacha about the Mizbeach, Zrikas Hadam, or the ninth parak of Zvachim talks about if something goes up on the Mizbeach, it has Kedusha, you're not allowed to go down. All of those you have to ask, what about the ramp? Is the ramp up, does that have the Kedusha of the Mizbeach or not? Somewhere in the middle. It connects the Ritzpah to the Mizbeach. But here, for this, the halacha is the same. If you build the ramp with the stones, loke, one gets malchus. If we look closely, the Minchas Chinuch points out, he does not say if you touch the Mizbeach already built with a knife, you get malchus. That's not included in the Isser. That passels that stone, but the only Isser is where you build it lachachila with these items. Two other points. Rav Yeruchim notes, right here in Parshas Yisro, Losivdes and Gazis, he says, think about it. He says, what are you using to cut the stones with? You're not using a sword that's used for war. What if you're using a drill? Why is metal that is not a sword usur? He says, what? It's not a sword! So what that if you make it into a sword, it'll be makatz of somebody's life. So Sev Yeruchim, I'll give you a mashal. If we think about somebody in jail, let's say somebody's been in jail for 10 years. If you ask him, how's life? So he came to terms with it. Maybe at the beginning it was tough for him. But he'll say, okay, things are doing okay. You know, I have my books and I have my time in the yard. I mean, he'll be okay with it. But from the outside, people look at that and say, what are you, crazy? That's not a life. This is a life outside of jail. But says, if you're, let's think about it. What do we do at night? We lock our front doors. We lock our houses with alarms. We put the bolts on. Everybody at night puts locks on their doors. If there was no police in the town, we'd be really fearful. Is that, we're used to it. So we think, oh, it's a life. Yeah, so I lock my doors. I do this, I do that. But somebody from the outside of this world, says Yivrocha, might look at our life and say, that's a world, that's jail. You're so limited. You're so limited what you do. Says Yivrocha, it's all based on what, it's all subjective. Ukeshahochem berachov, verom chanuyo seguros, bebriche, banole, barzel gedolim, ve'ein erashim, imachze kazeh. We're not affected by it. Just like the person in jail is not affected because he's used to it, so too we're not affected by life. But really, if we were outside of life, we'd be more ragish, we'd be more sensitive to these issues. And it could be that if we were so sensitive, we'd see a piece of metal and we'd say, oi, 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 metal! We'd be so sensitive because metal symbolizes swords. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, is so sensitive to even metal, which could be used for a Davar HaMazik, even if it's not a Davar HaMazik yet. But if it can be used for a Davar HaMazik, even that. Kaviyachol en yachol lispol davar shehu af rak hechitimsi shal machriv. Al klei zayin mamish yesh gam lanu eze hergish shal harchaka mimenu. And that's what we have to learn our lesson from, that even steps before Hezek, we should be sensitive to, not just items that actually do damage. Okay, the last point I just wanted to mention, which is not directly related, but it's semi-related, and that is a big discussion. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, that a Kohen, Rachman al-Islan, a Kohen who kills Rachman al-Islan, is he allowed to duchen? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, even if a Kohen who kills does tshuva, Kohen Sha'arag as a nefesh, afilu b'shogeg, lo yisa kapav, afilu asa tshuva. And the Rama is mekel. If he does tshuva, it's okay. Where does this come up? So this is similar. Can you use a stone that was cut on the Mizbeach? Could a Kohen duchin if he used a knife, if he killed? The Shulchan Aruch says no, even with tshuva, the Rama is mekel. Where does this come up? The poskim discuss, what about if Rachman al-Islan, a Kohen killed somebody in a car accident? So the Chavadas, Rav Avadya writes, in Chelak Hey Simin Tezayin, it depends. If it was his fault, remember, Sfaradim are going to be more machmer in this regard, because the Rama says, with tshuva it's okay. The Shulchan Aruch says, even with tshuva it's a problem. Says Rav Avadya, if it was his fault, he was speedy, he went through a stop sign, whatever it is, he cannot duchen. Cannot duchen, even with tshuva. If it was a total ones, he was obeying all the laws, somebody shot out into the street, something, somebody cut him off, so then he says that's an ones. That's more than shoging, and therefore he would be able to duchen. That's Rav Avadya. That's one case that might come up. The other case that is discussed in the poskim is, what about a soldier? What about a chayal? A Kohen who's in the army who kills. So question one is there a difference between killing a Yehudi and a non-Yehudi? And number two is, what about in the case of war? So Rav Avadya says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Melchemes mitzvah. Of course, self-defense. Melchemes mitzvah. It's fine. It's no problem. So Rav Avadya paskens this way. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that if a Kohen kills during war, it's not a problem. He can be no sekapav. Who argues? Rav Soloveitchik thought otherwise. Rav Soloveitchik said, hey, David HaMelech killed the Lashay Mitzvah, and he still wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said, you have blood on your hands, even though it was Melchemes Mitzvah. So he says, you see from there, it's just a mitzius. It's not an onesh. So therefore, Rav Soloveitchik was against. But other poskim, Rav Avadya and Rav Moshe, are both making on the situation. Again, these are just a halachic issue that relates to losibdas and gazis using a sword and duchening. Okay, so tomorrow we get to the last mitzvah in Parshas Yisro, and that is another halacha related to the Mizbeach, not having steps, only a ramp.